Welcome to Tesla's Temple to Tech with your host, Mark Alessi. Tune in every Sunday morning from 8:45 to 9 a.m. on 1100 WHLI to learn more about innovation on Long Island through the amazing vision of the Tesla Science Center at Wardenclyffe.
Welcome to Tesla World Radio. I'm Mark Alessi, the Executive Director of the Tesla Science Center, and I'm joined here today by Lisa Mirabelli from Vertigo Media. Hi, Lisa.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing great. Coming off of a fantastic weekend and a fantastic couple of weeks for Tesla, the Science Center. We're getting ready for our first gala on September 26th.
That's right. That's going to be at Flower Fields, right? On September 26th. What a beautiful venue.
It's coming together very nicely. A big cross-section of the Long Island community, corporations, Long Island residents. They're all coming out of the woodwork to support the cause, and for us, that's extremely gratifying.
For a first gala, I think you're going to have quite a crowd. We have some exciting things happening at the gala, which really drew in some people. We have the four actors, Mark Twain, Tesla, Edison, J.P. Morgan Chase. We have a couple of singers. We have a phenomenal band that's coming out from New Jersey to give us a real show. So I think it's going to be a fabulous night for everyone.
Yeah, I think we're going to have a lot of fun, and I believe it's going to be a successful event in terms of raising money to help open the doors of the Tesla Science Center, which we're moving along. So, on today's podcast, I'd like to talk about a topic that's important to the Tesla Science Center. The board that helped save the center, the founders board, led by Jane Alcorn, our board president, and Mary Dom, our treasurer, Dave Madigan, who is one of our executive board members, Neil Baggett, and others, Gene Genova. There have been board members involved with this cause for decades, long before we got a hold of this property. And many of them, Jane specifically, she ran a science center at Shore and Wading River School District.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah. And it was very important to her and the founding board to provide stellar science education to the local area. And when Shoreham was growing as a district and had to push the science center out, half the board went and started the Long Island Science Center and located to Riverhead, which people are aware of that organization. And the other half of the board said, well, we're going to make our mission saving the Tesla site and doing a science center there. And their primary mission was they wanted to provide science education. Now, that has definitely morphed into something a lot bigger than just providing science education. This is a World Historic Site. The world helped save it in a world record-breaking crowdfund where we raised $1.4 million in 6 weeks from 108 countries from 33,000 donors. I think I've said that on every single podcast,
yes,
but not everybody catches every podcast. And to give you a flavor of what this organization's all about. So, it's a museum dedicated to Nikola Tesla in the historic lab building. It's science center in other buildings on site where we'll have general science exhibits tied to Tesla, but not necessarily about Tesla. And then there's the plan to have a business accelerator. So it's a three-legged stool. But when you have a science center, and often museums in general, but a science center is supposed to provide STEM education, STEM opportunities in local schools, and having not only students but adults come to the location and have the ability to learn, whether it's having a makerspace and teaching adults how to use a 3D printer and an event, or having kids come on site, whether through their classroom or after school and during the weekends with their parents, to learn about robotics and coding and magnets and just things that'll turn their mind on to science.
So basically fun with physics in a way.
Fun with physics.
Fun with physics.
So because it's such a large priority, Jane Alcorn, our board president, pulled together a number of volunteer science teachers, retired science teachers from the local community that volunteer their time to go into the classroom after school and provide experiential learning, which is, moving away from where our education system has gone of teaching to the test and having them
really
experience hands-on experience. And So that's been important. We've done it in two school districts so far as a pilot program. We're looking to expand that program. But at the same time, we're thinking big. So as we look to expand that program, we're going to be hiring an education director. We're actually in the interview process right now. And as this podcast airs, we're probably still going to be in the middle of that process. So if somebody hears this and knows of somebody that we should be talking to, whether as an education director or somebody that could advise us on the program or be a part of it somehow, reach out, TeslaScienceCenter.org. But that being said, what are we planning on doing? So number one, we don't want to just replicate what's happening with other science centers. You know, we have donors from around the world that would like to see us obviously prove out some of our programming locally, but then make it programming that's scalable. And an example of that is I've been working closely for a couple of years with a gentleman named Stan Silverman at NYIT.
Yes.
He's the director of technology in the classroom. So he actually statewide vets technologies before they are put into New York State classrooms.
Yeah, he's unbelievable. When you talk about people who know their stuff and building an education program, I don't think you could have anyone else better to bounce ideas off of.
Right. And so we know what the curriculum is, and we know we try to stay as current as possible to align our programming with the curriculum and with the age group that we're educating, and try to push the envelope to help them experience more, so that when they get back into the classroom, they're more curious and they see the relevance of what they're learning.
So what is the age group that you're talking about specifically for this educational program? Is that like when you talk about STEM, is it eight up, eight through high school?
No, like I said, yes. When we're dealing with schools, it's K through six, K through eight, K through 12, depending. You know, so right now we're looking at K through six, but it'll expand from there. So Stan introduced me to a guy named Roger Wagner, who was like employee number eight at Apple. Right. And Roger's out in San Diego, and he just invented a maker kit. Actually, it's called Maker Bit. And it's a low-cost Arduino type of computer that a student could build, or students could build. It's a kit that they can
That's
build
awesome.
In the classroom. And then they could determine what they're building, though. It's not just a screen and a keyboard. It's
Right.
What do I want to create?
Right.
And then how do I power it with a processor and software? And so what we're contemplating with Roger Wagner and MakerBit is Tesla-type projects and problems. Maybe we'll crowdsource a Tesla exhibit where students, all the way up to high school, can try to figure out what kind of exhibit they would want to create. Whether it's on circuits, whether it's on coils, whether it's on radio, whatever it is, tell their story and tell it in an innovative way with these maker kits. And then we'd have the best of the best crowdsourced, and we would show them in on site. So
everyone should pay attention, go to the website at TeslaScienceCenter.org and find out more about when we're going to have this type of crowdfunding, because
it's not
we do
up there
need
yet.
To educate our youth, and we need to really do a better job, I think, overall on Long Island with our STEM education. And I think Tesla Science Center has the foundation to push that forward.
This is just an example of our ability to, on a national and worldwide basis, pull in tools that, again, we can prove out locally in the classroom, so we can have Long Island schools using these kits. We could create programming around these kits, but then we can market it nationally and internationally because there's the interest in Tesla. And what that does is it makes Tesla relevant in the classroom. And now we're doing our mission of teaching people
That's
about
right.
Tesla as well. But we're doing it by making kids code at 7 and 8 years old, teaching
That's
them
amazing.
In a fun way to be able to invent. And that's an example of what we could do. Another thing that we're doing with the education program, and now this is for adults, but it's for adult science teachers. So one of our board members, Richard Gerns, is a master physics teacher. He teaches at Sachem School District. He was part of the group that helped write the NGSS standards, the new generation science standards for the state and the federal government.
He's a brilliant guy.
Absolutely. And he, you know, now every science teacher, every teacher, but every science teacher has to get 200 hours of training every 5 years to stay fresh. And we've become certified through NYIT and Stony Brook to provide that training for teachers. And now we can give certification to teachers. The beauty of that is we're already doing it locally. Again, a pilot program with three different school districts where their teachers are coming to us and we're training them on NGSS. But we're going to open up virtually. So now, similar to the classrooms that I was talking about, where kids could ping in from Wisconsin and Idaho and Iowa for their programming, and their teachers could be trained by us to do this as well. So we will train their teachers on NGSS standards, and then we'll train their teachers on new modules that we put out there, and become this hub for STEM education. And what better way to honor Nikola Tesla than, aside from getting his message out there, making sure that the true story of Tesla is told in the classroom and that teachers are trained on what he was about. But we're going to go above and beyond that and train those teachers and provide programming for those students to help embolden them to become the Teslas of tomorrow.
So am I correct in saying that every year you hold a Tesla Mania? And is that that's the program for the teachers, and that usually happens October, November?
So that's more of a contest for the teachers. Okay. So okay. They do get some certification from there, but we also do other trainings besides Tesla Mania. But Tesla Mania is in October. The information is on our website. It's getting launched again. It grows every year. We hold it at Stony Brook. So remember, we're not open to the public on site.
Right.
So most of our programming is done off-site in other schools and such until we open the doors, which will happen next year. The first building will open next year. But yeah, we're you know, please, if you're a teacher and you're listening to this and you want to learn more about our programming, please go to our website and mark your calendars for October. I do not remember the date off the top of my head, but it is on our website.
No, but it is in October, right.
But it's Tesla Mania, and that's where teachers from around the country get to show their best demonstrations of teaching science in the classroom.
So last year, I know you had some fabulous robotics displays that were done through Tesla Mania.
Yes.
And it was very, very exciting to see. I also know that Gallery North engaged with the Tesla Science Center and held their own educational camp and went through STEAM, which includes art, science, mathematics. And that was really exciting.
Yep.
So you are gaining traction. And we really need everyone to go to the teslasciencecenter.org to find out more and to donate and help us build this Tesla Science Center.
All right. That's all we have for today. Thanks so much for tuning in.
Tesla's Temple to Tech airs Sunday mornings at 8:45 right here on 1100 WHLI. Or go to WHLI.com/Tesla for podcast library.